Hi guys, we're getting ready to go live on the Cure Radio Show. I do hope you tune in. It's a very big question that a lot of people have when they feel there's nowhere to turn to and they feel like there's no hope and they're dealing with despair. And, you know, for a lot of us, we may be a little doubtful, but for some of us, we've discovered God is enough. And we're going to discuss that today. Is God enough? Could God get us through everything in life, the challenges that we meet, as well as the excess success we encounter? Because I do believe we're all dependent upon God above all. And Bobby wants to say hello.
Yes, Bobby loves to say hello. And Bobby's saying hello. Welcome to the show. It's going to start officially in a couple of seconds, actually.
Hope you enjoy the songs. I always do. And also the day. It's a beautiful day. It's so sunny. God is good. It's a good time to be alive. Always grateful, no matter what. At least the best way to live when you have God in your life.
I'm like the water when your ship rolled in that night. Rough on the surface, but you cut through like a knife. And if it was an open shut case, I never would have known from the look on your face. Lost in your current like a priceless wine. The more that you say, the less I know. Whatever you stray far. Was a willow and it bent right to your wind. Head on the pillow, I could feel you sneaking in. As if you were a mythical thing, like you were a trophy or a champion ring. There was one prize I'd cheat to win. The more that you say, the less I know. Whatever you stray apart.
Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my amazing partner, Boris.
I'm still amazing. Hello.
Thank God.
I'm trying.
Our show is available live on your radio, also through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, godisthecure.com. We're broadcasting live today from sunny Miami through satellite, available in 35 radios and in more than 11 states, and also live on social media. Soon after the show, it will play on any podcast player. I wanted to thank our social media followers, especially we reached 1 million people in January 2021 alone. Thank you and thank God. This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward despite any obstacle, with the help of God who enables us to help each other. We provide testimonials to let people know that we're not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor of child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information, knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is needed. I do believe we all suffer or have suffered from something, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. Well, despite trying everything, God was my only cure. But other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. As we know, life can be challenging, but there's always someone who cares. At least God does. The song we played earlier was Willow by Taylor Swift. And this is my take, the message I get, thanks to the Holy Spirit. It isn't easy following Christ. It takes discipline and sacrifice. Like a wine that takes years to age, it's well worth it despite the price. Life can be rough and cut like a knife. God is always there to guide us right back to Him where we belong. If we stand still, He takes the fight. It's like a trophy when we do what we should instead of what we want. He will take our hand. He knew the plan before we were born, even the things difficult to see or understand. His love will guide us like the brightest star. Simply trust the Lord and His commands. It's the road that will take us home and won't wreck our plans with huge demands. Jesus is Lord, and He is God. Making it work, He's our man. He does provide and give us hope as He leads the way according to His plan. Today we will discuss if we can handle all of life's challenges driven by the Holy Spirit and depending on God above everything else. We have a special guest, Dr. Richard Hoffman. Richard is a licensed professional counselor, a member of the American Association of Christian Counselors, and a board-certified Christian counselor. He is a national certified counselor and approved clinical supervisor through the Center for Credentialing and Education, as well as a trained mediator. For over 15 years, Dr. Hoffman has lectured in the field of psychology at the University of Pittsburgh, at Greensburg, DeQuince University, and the Community College of Westmoreland County. He also has been certified as an expert evaluator in the family court systems in Pennsylvania. Wow, don't we all need that? Where he has provided expert testimony and consultations. Richard is also the clinical director of Christian Counseling Associates. Richard, it's so nice to have you back on The Cure. Welcome.
Thank you, Amy.
It's great to be here.
Richard, we're still going through the pandemic and closed outs and stay-at-home orders in some places, experiencing violence and loss of life, some of which has been shocking to many of us. And this has had a tremendous impact on us emotionally. As we know, these times can be hard for many of us. So how can we address despair and fear? Can you give us some hope from a Christian perspective?
Well, certainly things have been challenging for many. Here we are almost a year into restrictions, and many people are anxious, and we're in this climate where it has become highly political, and so everything is politicized. And if you do not agree with the majority, or if you have the wrong thoughts even, you're met with these harsh reactions. And so it becomes very important right now not to be swayed into that. You know, I'd want to encourage everybody out there that, you know, as Christians, we are to be truth tellers. And especially for the kids right now, there are so many things that you feel that you just can't say or that you can't share with one another. And you're met with people in the environment who just are really, in a sense, very totalitarian. They just want to control everything about your life. And they promise us safety and health. We'll give up some of the freedoms that we have. And this relinquishing of freedom has really been stressful and tough for people. For some of us, it seems like there's no end to it. So one of the primary solutions right now that I would tell our listeners is to choose to be a truth teller. You know, get with people who can really support you and share your faith and share your concern for what's going on, whether it's politically correct or not. And especially for the kids, you know, give them a family environment where it's safe to express your opinions and safe to just speak what's on your mind without the pressure or the sense that you have to be careful to censor and be politically correct. You know, our kids are going to school right now and under restriction for many hours a day, or maybe they're just online and alone and isolated. And that is beginning to pay a toll in the mental health of just everybody across the board. So,
I mean,
the support that...
Did God not say, blessed are the peacemakers? It seems like we've become so divisive. And, you know, what I would like for us to be more patient, to be more tolerant, to be forgiving of different perspectives, to listen to one another, not just expect one point of view, but to believe in having intelligent discussions. I think that would be more productive. And
that'd be nice.
Okay, now.
Well, and because of that, because of all the division and all the vitriol, some of us have become spiritually stuck. What do we do in that sense? How do we find our way back to our roots? What makes us feel good? The unity. You know, being forgiving and a loving and understanding of one another.
Well, Amy, it's just like you said, you know, to find an environment where you can be open and accepting and express viewpoints with different people, where you can decide what truth and reality is. And as you know, like in that kind of environment, you know, there's people with different opinions and people are going to disagree sometimes. But I think, yes, the way to meet that is to be open and, you know, to be tolerant of people, you know, who might be afraid right now or are worried or just in disagreement with you, you know. But there's many areas of the culture right now. I don't think that you can be in that kind of environment very easily. You have to seek it out. But again, what you described, I think would be great.
It all takes us back to the scriptures when God said, "Have no fear, for I have overcome the world." And if we just stick to the values that Jesus taught us, we wouldn't be dealing with these issues, to be quite honest. Psalm 50:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall." We will continue talking about tremendous impact and power of God.
We'll be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Amy Cabell and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth Network.
Waiting here for someone. Only yesterday we were on the run. You smiled back at me and your face lit up the sun. Now I'm waiting here for someone. And oh love, do you feel this rough? Why is it only you I'm thinking of? My shadows dance without you for the first time. My heart is open, you walk right in tonight. To tell me there are things that you regret, cause if I'm being honest I ain't over you yet. It's all I'm asking, is it too much to ask? Is it too much to ask?
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back, guys, and thanks for tuning in. This is Amy Cabo.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app, The Cure with Amy Cabo, or as a podcast. Just look for The Cure on any podcast platform, also live on social media.
The song that just played was Too Much to Ask by Niall Horan. Remember, God is not over us yet. But this is my message, what I gathered from this section of the song. What are we waiting for? Do we know our time? Are we just riding along without reason or rhyme? God constantly thinks of us and keeps us near his heart, hoping we make wise decisions, keeping close should we fall apart. There will be times we might regret, but God forgives and we forget. When we are made new and walk in grace, slowly at God's gentle pace, it's a riddle to solve and not a race. So take it easy, but don't delay. Just keep trying your best. Forgive and pray. It's not too much to ask. As you will see, God provides the methods and shows us how to be.
Wow, this is good. You're getting better. Maybe we can get apply for a poetry of the year or something contest. Let's do that.
Okay, whatever you say. We're talking about the enormous power of God. Are we accepting that he is enough? You know, he was in my life. Even when I doubted, he really was. But there's such a thing as depression. Can God be enough when it comes to depression? Scripture says in Psalm 34, 18 and 19, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. So, Richard, when we are depressed, we tend to look for ways to escape, such as drug abuse and alcohol, which could only exacerbate the problem. This has been growing in this pandemic, especially. How can we address this issue, help ourselves and others?
Well, in tough times, we get disconnected from our heart. And in the methods that you just mentioned, Amy, you know, things that promise to make us feel better, like alcohol, drugs, just getting into fantasies, out of touch, where you really stop living. All those things may make us feel good for a little bit, but it ends up putting us in a worse and worse place. And research has shown over this past year that plenty of people, including people in the church, have gotten into these kind of things. And who could blame people who are getting caught up in this? Hopefully all of us remember the books that we had to read in high school in 1984, Brave New World. It sort of seems like we're caught in the mix of those two stories. And we can get mesmerized by what is happening over the media. The pandemic is real, but what has taken hold, in this time has moved beyond that. And I think right now, we really need to get connected back with our spiritual heart. And just as you've mentioned through the scriptures, God is faithful. He is speaking to us and guiding us in that deeper level. But all these things that we do just to try to feel better are going to disconnect us from that.
Well, it's a temporary happiness. It's what some of us may call self-medicating. I myself was guilty of such a thing. I did deal with depression, and I used to take medication, which I no longer do once I discovered God was all I needed. but I did turn to drugs. I had given up alcohol, but I was still vaping and I was smoking. I had a prescription until one day a priest says, "You can quit it. God will give you the grace. Just turn to him." And you know what? I put God through the test. He surprised me. He did. He gave me the grace. I quit November 29th, cold turkey, both of them. I was addicted to nicotine since I was 16, and it didn't matter. God can really surprise us. You don't think that you can do without medication, or you can do without smoking, or you can do without vaping, but you'll be surprised how much God can do for you, because I'm living proof. As long as you have God, I mean, my antidepressant is prayer. As long as I pray every day, I'm okay. No need for therapy, no need for medication, no need for drugs or alcohol or any other forms of escape.
Well, we still need some of us needs counselors like Rich, otherwise he'll be out of our job. But but that's the right way to go, I guess.
Well, it is a process, and we do need help from each other.
Right.
It doesn't just happen overnight, guys.
Yes.
It took me a long time. But, you know, if someone is depressed, what's the best way to help them find strength through God if they may not be aware of it?
Well, certainly, I agree with what Boris just said, you know, to give us a plug here. Christian Counseling Associates is now licensed in 8 states, and I would love to hear, you know, your callers, you know, call into us, you know, say that you've heard us on the radio show. We provide great Christian counseling for people who are isolated and struggling, and sometimes you're going to need that. But, you know, what could you do right now from where you are? And, you know, I'd want our listeners out there to seek a resource that God provides to us in some form, in some way, even when it's weakened, and that is the family. I'd want us to see our family as a form of resistance against the pandemic, the environment that sometimes seeks to pressure us and drive us into depression. And within that, you know, we hope to cultivate leaders in our family or in our church family that are pointing us things towards things like, you know, the truth that we find in the Bible, even things like art or movies that point us towards bravery, deep virtues of the heart, timeless truths that we can grab a hold of right now. This is not a time to feel sorry for ourselves. You know, we need to, you know, get into dealing with what is in front of us together. And the family can be that kind of thing right now that we lift up, we value, we connect with.
I mean, our families are struggling. The best advice I could give is try to get everyone to pray. Sometimes just you praying alone is not enough. What helped me was when my family saw the transformation in me, they realized praying was not such a bad idea. And sometimes the best way is to lead through example. That really is the best way to lead.
Yes, fearless leader.
Absolutely.
And, well, for families to know what the difference between situational sadness and major depression so that they know when an intervention is needed, that's also something to consider.
But we'll continue talking about God's impact in our lives after the short break. We would love to hear from you. Call us with your question or comments. 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH. Have you found God in your life and helped you go through any situation?
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
I don't know why I can't quite get you out my sight. You're always just behind this thought across my mind. Keep crawling back to where we last left our love on hold. I'm always out. I don't wanna let go.
Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back. Remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. on your radio, on our app, The Cure, and our website, godisthecure.com.
Or show also available also as a video podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabo.
By the way, earlier I said God gave me the grace. I forgot to mention, we have to put in the effort. I was okay with suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the song that just played was Lasting Lover by Sigala, and James Arthur. And this is my take, guys. God is that lasting lover. He picks up where we left off. No need to hide or run for cover. There isn't anything for him too big or tough. Only he can save us. He is the ultimate cure. He will restore what the enemy has stolen and return our health for sure. When all looks hopeless and no one seems to care, God is that relentless force that loves us the most and is always there. No one is lost to God, despite what we partake. He'll show us the way home by exposing the truth until we wake. We are discussing the enormous power of God in our lives when we suffer life's challenges. And, Richard, before we started talking about what is the difference between situational sadness and having major depression, but here's what I worry about. A severe consequence of depression is suicide. And more importantly, suicide in adults and children have increased in these pandemic times, especially among school-aged children, which is really sad because they're lacking the social interaction that they used to have when their schools are closed. And, you know, some of us that are experiencing violence, negative news that seem to have affected us, and the despair of the economy, that can be pretty challenging. How does Scripture view suicide?
That's a tough question, Amy. I remember, you know, back in the beginning of this, I was on the show, and we talked about the temptations of Jesus in the desert, and you know, in those temptations, we see the devil tempting Jesus to throw himself off and be saved by angels. And Jesus says, you know, do not put the Lord to the test. I think Scripture is clear that our lives are sacred, and that God chooses when we live and when we die. You know, He is Lord of that. And so we don't have a right to choose. Suicide for Christians is not an option. And so if we have that idea in our head, it is time to follow God's design. You know, and we've been working on three themes here today of what to do in the pandemic here, and especially for kids, you know, who are under restriction and isolated. You know, we mentioned, be a truth teller. You know, if you have that in your heart, if you're struggling, reach out to somebody, tell them. Find a resistance group. You know, that primarily is your family. But if you don't have a family, reach out to your church family. Don't delay. But the third one I would say is a tough one. And that is, we're all suffering right now. And we've got to share this with the kids. It's tough for the kids, but if we're suffering, we have to deal with that and give this suffering up to the Lord as Christians. And even if it's an uphill battle, you know, make this, you know, getting through this time about bringing glory to the Lord and loving those around us, even those that you oppose, you know, we're to love them too. So, you know, for kids, that might be, you know, they're opposed by a school situation or a teacher. teacher who's putting them under restrictions, or maybe they're just opposed by a situation, you know, where they've been isolated and they haven't been able to see their friends. You know, as Christians, we want to see that, yeah, we might be in an uphill battle right now, you know, but there'll be a time where God reveals to us an opportunity to love those around us and to serve Him in this time. That's God's design. You know, it is not a time to check out. It is not a time to give up. You know, we need to, as Christians, keep on going and look for opportunities to serve the Lord.
And sometimes it's difficult for us to be truth tellers if we're walking around blind, or we may be unaware of the truth. I know for a long time I was blind. There were things I did not see clearly. I actually had to pray. I had to get close to God. I had to go back to my roots. I had to speak to people that knew more than me in the spiritual realm, and realize that God is the truth and He is the way. And suicide cannot be an option because He created us with great thought and great purpose. And it's not the way, because God, that wasn't His intentions. And somebody told me that, you know, I asked him, if God doesn't give us anything we cannot handle, how do people commit suicide? And somebody told me that's because they don't have God. They've lost hope, and God is hope. You only get that bad when you've lost all hope, when you've let despair overwhelm you. And if you have a good relationship with God, by praying, by doing the right thing, by speaking to those who know more than you, by reading spiritual things and trying to get close to God, then you don't accept despair. You view suffering in a different way. You don't let suffering become too painful or something you cannot handle, but you see it as a way of growing, of maybe sanctifying your soul, or you can even suffer for the sake of the conversion of sinners and make good use to it. But these are just ways that those who stay close to God do not get to this point. And eventually God does show us the light. He does clear our minds. We are able to see more clearly, and we are able to speak the truth. And as we learn the truth, we learn to be more understanding and more compassionate of others.
Well, it's great what you say, Amy. And, you know, in addition to that, you know, I would just encourage our listeners, if you're ever in a hard spot and there's nobody else to reach out to, you don't have, a family member, you're disconnected from the church, you know, reach out to CCA, Christian Counseling Associates. Our phone number, you know, from anywhere in the country, you can call 724-396-1510. And or Google us on the web, you know, get on our website, send us an email. We'll talk to you. If you don't have anybody else to reach out to, reach out to us. We're there for you. Keep on listening to Amy's show. Just great advice, Amy. You know, do not get in the depths of despair. Don't let yourself get there and be alone. You know, reach out for help and connect with your people and resist despair.
And also, there is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. And as you say, any medical provider, your medical provider, CCA, there are people to help. Just reach out.
And we're here for each other. Remember that despair and fear and negative thoughts are not of us. It doesn't belong to us. It's the enemy's intent to destroy us and to cause division. Don't fall for it. Stick to God. So can you tell us a little bit about warning signs if somebody is at a moment that they may be capable of committing suicide for the purposes of us reaching out to that person?
Certainly. During this time, you want to remain close to the people that you're caring for. And, you know, definitely when somebody is down and, just really expressing dark, negative thoughts consistently, you know, crying a lot. You know, for kids, it might not make any sense, but they're just, you know, seem hormonal. And
if they're negative, black. Just that's when you want them to reach out for help. And that's when you want to get them help. We'll continue talking about this, guys, when we return.
We would love to hear from you. Call us, 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We'll be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Amy Cabell and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth Network.
With a hair so curly, I like she said. What you know about love? I'll tell you everything. I got what you need. Woke up in the story, get what you want. Go get it. You get what you please. We bout to get it on. Take off the drawers. It's just you and me. You know what I be on. I'm about to go wrong. Cause I like what I see. Look, baby. I said I ain't gon' front. You got my heart beating so fast, some words I can't pronounce. And I be getting the chills every time I feel your touch. I be looking at the top, and girl, it's only us. All I need is a choice. And girl, I told you once, don't make me tell you twice. I know you see this print through my pants that I know you like. And your ass be looking so fat when it be in them tights. And I'm going straight to the top, so you ain't afraid of heights. You always keep me right, for a fact you never left. Through all the trials and tribulations, always had my best. So here's 50.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Hi again, and thanks for tuning in to The Cure. We're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app The Cure, and on social media. Just look for God is The Cure, because He is.
Yes, He is. And also, later the show will be available as a podcast. Just search for The Cure with Amy Cabell. And now, pay attention. Amy is spelled with an I and a double E. Or search God is the Cure on any podcast channel.
Yeah, I guess that had to be different.
Yep.
The song that's that cute, just though. Played was What You Know About Love by Pop Smoke. I love all music. And this is my take, guys. All I can hear is God saying, I got what you need. Do you know what true love is? I raised you to succeed. Believe in me and walk my way. I will comfort you and guide you every day. I promise things, they all come true. We'll do the fighting and see you through. Our hearts will beat as one, for everyone I free. Humanity at its best, because you're part of me. I'll help you grow and give you more, for you don't know what I have in store. As my good children do survive, make me proud, thrive, and feel alive. Heavenly Father, I pray, we love as much as you love me. Please continue to display your goodness throughout the world, despite the pain for all to see. We are continuing our conversation with our special guest, Dr. Richard Hoffman, showing the tremendous power of God in our lives, helping us through all the challenges. Richard, earlier we talked about families. And, you know, our families are suffering. They're experiencing tons of difficulties and mostly divorce. That's kind of on the rise during these pandemics. The stress level can be up the roof. One thing that I found helpful, actually, I got this from Cornerstone Marriage, but this was said in the Bible. And this is the best way to deal with any relationship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. We do pray that each person has a spirit of repentance and forgiveness. And also, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Colossians 3:13. And do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Philippians 2:3.
Oh, that's why you're always telling me that.
If considering others better than yourself is too difficult, then just have compassion.
Yes.
And also, see how much our Father loves us, for he calls his children. 1 John 3:1. So, Dr. Richard, please let us know how we can help our families when it comes to disarray and divorce.
That's going on a lot right now too. People are struggling in marriage, and there's plenty of couples out there maybe listening right now that you know your marriage is in trouble. The first thing that I would say is that it's not time to run from your marriage. Again, the family is your resistance to this pandemic. It is your resistance to this present crisis. Don't abandon the things that God has given you that are going to be the key to moving forward. So, as we sit here, I'm in Pennsylvania, and it's really cold out today, but, you know, as the camera swings during the break here, I see the warm weather out in Florida, and, that just makes me think of time together. There's so many things that we're pressured with in this situation that we've been in for so long. To plan some time to get out and move around and have some recreation time with your spouse. Talk about the things that are bothering you, and make a commitment to one another that this is the key. My marriage is what God's given me to get through this. My family. But there's one thing that's off the table. I'm not running away from that.
But that's what the enemy wants the most. And no one's exempt. I'll admit it. We were hit too. Sometimes the best person that you trust the most could turn on you. Anyone can fall. And sometimes you think you can take care of it and you can't. You need God's help. And there was a time that even I felt a little desperate, but I turned to God. And the more crazy things got, the more I prayed. The more I increased in prayer. And I thought, all this prayer has to count for something. So eventually, it actually made a change in me. I became a better person, more like an exemplary person. And the others followed through. They allowed me to read them spiritual things. They were okay with praying along with me. And God, he works his miraculous ways, and you don't know how he works. You might not even see it coming, and it might look hopeless. But once you trust God, he makes things happen. And once my family started praying, and they allowed themselves to be guided by God, their vision became more clearly. And now they saw the things that were wrong where before they weren't seeing them before. And it was just an amazing thing what prayer can do and how life can turn around for the better. You don't even need marriage counseling. Really, you just need God. You just need to turn to prayer. You just need to trust him. You just need to believe that he will do wonderful works in your life, and it will happen.
Amen.
Yes, go ahead.
I would just agree with everything that Amy you just said, that if you are strong in prayer, if you're spending time with the Lord, that is transformative. And really, the best way to deal with any kind of marriage problem is to start with ourselves. Bring that before the Lord. I often in our work with married couples, if I get a moment to say if there's finger pointing. There's one finger, pointing out towards your spouse, but there's four pointed back towards you. And, in that, prayer is a time of deep reflection. And oftentimes, even if we're not even open to it, the Lord is going to work with us to show us the way, show us how to get out of our own way even, and get re-engaged and and we'll find a solution. Amy, and just what you described, you know, how that's worked in your life many, many times. That's how the Lord works in all of our lives. It's powerful. It's miraculous.
And you know, the most beautiful thing in a relationship is humility and forgiveness. If we practice that more often, we can be peacemakers.
Oh, did I tell you? I'm sorry. I put humility tattoo here. I'm just trying to really, really work on that.
But hey, you found some pointers. You want to share with us the pointers for relationships?
Oh, I did some. Okay. So, make time to connect lovingly with your spouse every day. What do you think?
Good idea.
Okay. So, compliment your spouse regularly. You see, both in private and in front of others.
That's nice.
Super, right? Love your spouse in the way she wants to be loved. I don't know what that means.
Or the way that you love yourself. You know, if you would do it for you, do it for your spouse.
Okay. Take care of your appearance, like shave. Remain faithful. Very important. Do things together and spend time apart. Some people say no, but maybe.
Sometimes it's important.
Okay. Be friends with your partner. I don't know what the terms of endearment mean.
Don't argue with your partner. Just believe your partner and do as your partner says, because God says, listen to your spouse.
That's
all you have to
do.
If you're obedient to God, everything works out. I'm telling you, it really works.
Absolutely. And then say, I love you every day. And we are at the end of the show. Oh. I love you. Did I tell you I love you today?
I love you
too. I love you too. Okay.
Okay. So we are, we're done with the show. Richard, thank you so much for being with us today. It has been a great show, extremely informative, and hopefully helpful for others. I hope that it was.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Amy, and thanks, Boris. And I learned a lot today myself. Thanks for all you shared.
You had notes. Nice. Thank you. Thank you.
We're always learning, aren't we? Especially from each other.
Yep.
So, but guys, more information on Richard and the CCA can be found on ccawpa.com. And we will finish with the prayer, guys, as we always do. Dear God, thank you that you see us right where we are, in the midst of our pain and struggle, in the middle of our dearest desert land. Thank you that you have not forgotten us and never will. Forgive us for not trusting you, for doubting your goodness, or not believing you're really there. We choose to set our eyes on you today. We choose joy and peace when the whispered lies come and say that we should have no joy or peace. Thank you that you care for us, and that your love for us is so great. We confess our need for you. Fill us fresh with your spirit. Renew our hearts and minds in your truth. We ask for your hope and comfort to continue to heal our hearts when they've been broken. Give us the courage to face another day, knowing that with you before us and behind us, we have nothing to fear. In Jesus' name, amen, we pray.
Amen.
And so I want to say thank you to our audio producer,
Amy Lassay, thank you.
The Truth Protector, for being with us, making the show sound good, and making the music possible. Thanks to the Christian Car Guy, Robbie Dillmore, for his continuing guidance. And thank you to the Truth Network for having us on their network and all the radios that carry our program, including Sirius XM Channel 131. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure. Until next Saturday, much love, be true, love others, and keep the faith.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcasts of previous shows, visit GodIsTheCure.com.